Cattle markets sharing some decent trade for a Thursday. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. To break down the happenings of the market trade today, Kyle Bumstead joins us with Allendale. So what's your thoughts? Obviously, some higher cattle numbers compared to the low trek we saw yesterday.
That's right. Wednesday was a struggle bus. We set that open price high here as far as the live cattle go. We had an open price high virtually in that contract, and then we saw a massive sell order. I think there was a 1,000-lot sell hit the bid just right there on the open, and then we just really continued to gain traction after that. So it was quite the session here yesterday, but we are seeing a little bit of recovery here today. We've got the April cattle up a dollar here on the 236.17 area. June's up $1.20, August up $1.30, and October's up $1.42. And that all looks good, but you're seeing the bear spreading. So they're selling the front ends, buying the deferreds, and that kind of coincides here with the role of the Goldman Sachs Commodity Fund Index roll here, which starts today, where they're getting out of those February contracts, moving out to those deferreds. And I know a lot of people are saying the index fund rebalancing starts today as well, too, and it does, but that isn't necessarily going to mean they're going to be in here buying everything lock, stock, and barrel right away. So we just got to kind of be on the lookout here as far as where the volume and open interest changes are here and see which way they go with that. Feeder cattle, same sort of situation. However, you are seeing a little bit of a backward situation than the live cattle are doing. We've got January gaining on the March gaining on the April gaining on the May, and May gaining on the July. That feeder cattle index today took another big jump here when the Merck updates it later. Looks like they're going to have it up about $4.72 around that 367.87 area with a daily average of 374.49 on 15,917 head. And that's going to be the largest single day volume going into the index since way back in July of 2023. So yesterday's daily average price here was about $18 higher than last week. And we saw some of these sales here, like up here in Nebraska, and San Angelo Bassett was kind of the star of the show. They put in almost 1,900 head at 414. So that was a big help to that index. Now, I say that and I point that out because we've got a lot of good sales here today as well, too. But I'm not sure they're going to be 375 good like they were here yesterday. But my question is how do those sales going to compare here to next week when we get looking at the back half of January? It's crazy to think we're looking at the back half of January and this is the first full week of trade we've had in 2026, and we're already talking about the end of January. Feeder cattle have a tendency to rally the first couple weeks and then they start to sell off, and that's kind of the seasonal pattern we see. So we're seeing that kind of take place here in the spreads where the deferred spreads, like the March is really kind of losing ground. It's really not gaining ground here to the January, and you can see that spread widen out. I mean, they don't have to come together with the March feeders for quite a while, and January is going to get tied to that index. So if that index keeps working higher, it can do that. The January can keep working higher, but the March doesn't have to do anything for about 60 days yet. So we've got some time here. There could be a wide basis here as far as against that March contract where the volume and open interest is right now, Susan.
So looking at, I mean, you talk about the pressure that we've seen and the excitement that's been building and all these sale barns having big sales. Mm-hmm. We get as the weeks go on, that's going to start to taper off. What do you see that being a pressuring factor or what the futures will be looking at?
Yeah, that's a good point. The volume is going to be tapering off, but the price, I don't know how much the price is going to taper off. Now, I know a lot of the calculators out there must be a little bit better than mine, because none of these cattle that I've run some break evens for here as far as through the spreadsheets. I mean, some of these cattle going out against that August and October board, they're looking at $400 to $600 losers, depends on where you get the calves bought at. So, and that's being pretty conservative. That's using cost of gains here at a dollar or less. And some of the other factors around there that are kind of getting looked over as far as that goes as well. But we haven't seen a big loss here in the live cattle side of things here as far as on the cash side. When these guys are selling cash fats, they haven't seen a big loss. So until we see that, I think these guys are, they're still going to be out there keeping a bid underneath this market. And I just kind of feel that as well here while we're sitting here, we're sitting here right after the first of the year. I've just got a feeling there's going to be some sort of a headline coming out with Mexico. Now, we did see... There was another screw rumor detected here, 215 or 200 miles south of the border there in Mexico, and four more in Veracruz, and that's going to show up today on the USDA website after the close. So I don't think that really has much to do anything. I mean, we've kind of traded a lot of that into the market. So flies or whatever, screw worms, bugs, they don't know no boundaries. So the border can remain closed, but it's just a matter of when it gets here, not if it gets here. So I think we've got to keep our eyes on that as well, too. But I do think that we're overdue for a border headline of some sort from this administration.
Very much so. Let's take a look at the grain side of things. Very quiet today. That is definitely setting the tone for what we're going to see the rest of this week.
Yeah, I think so. We're sitting here with March corn sitting here between 440 and 450. It can't seem to break out which way it wants to go there. But you look at the spreads here. You got the March, losing about 0.75 cents to the May today. You got May losing about 0.5 cent to the July. Now, those spreads are still in pretty decent shape as far as that May versus July. We didn't see that basis firm up here. It was like 36, 36.25 cents versus 37.25 cents last Friday. So the basis has slightly improved here just a little bit. So we're going to keep our eyes on that as well. We also have that data dump here on Monday, which the USDA can dump their outdated data on the market, and everyone's like, well, we haven't had a report with fresh news or fresh numbers for several months because of the government shutdown. And it's like, well, the market's trading fresh news every day through the spreads and the basis, but people just got to rely on the government, and that's what they're going to be looking at. And I think that there's going to be some whipsaw action take place here on Monday, whether the government in their infinite wisdom either ratchets down acres or ratchets down the yield. We're already seeing some of that taking place here through the spreads now. Kind of the same situation here on soybeans. We've seen China coming in here buying, but we're still way behind where they need to be. Obviously, they're not here today buying. They weren't here last night buying, so that kind of gave us a clue here about what today's session was potentially going to be. We are seeing, though, that the spreads are still okay. We're not in the bullish territory yet. We're still in neutral territory as far as that March demand made in July. But those spreads are fairly narrow out there, so there is still maybe some hope there that these beans could have a little bit more upside rally to them. But we're sitting here, between 10 and 11 bucks, 10, 15, 11 bucks. I'd like to see us closer to 11 than I would 10 and a half. But obviously, it's going to take some sort of a catalyst here to get us up there.
All right. Sounds good. Kyle Bumstead joining us today to break down the market action. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Thursday market wrap up on the American Ag Network.